I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1509, Trials of Various Kinds. Every month, I pick a habit and a theme to focus on. For the month of August, I chose Go with the Flow and Trust. I figured that with a trip halfway around the world, I'd probably need to zero in on those. Boy, was I right. For a few days now, we're focusing on the adventures that we had in Zimbabwe. Yesterday, the topic was, You Stole My Bacon Wrap. Today, Trials of Various Kinds. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the Two Great Commandments, where Jesus said that our focus in life, no matter whether we're on a mountaintop or in a valley, is always and continually to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to make sure we're loving others as we've already been loved. We want to ask the question, what would it look like if Jesus were living his life of love through us? Because he is. I don't know how you feel about air travel. I'm told it's way, way safer than driving your car down the road, but when you're 40,000 feet in the air going 500 miles an hour in a thin tube with wings, it can be a bit unnerving. On our way to Africa, we had an issue on each of the three legs of our journey. Something was going on either with or on the plane. Before we even left Seattle, for the long flight across the pond to London, we had a brief scare. Before we left the gate, a passenger was escorted off the aircraft, and then several flight attendants began rapidly opening the overhead bins and almost demanding that each passenger identify their own bag in those bins. Finally, when they were satisfied that all the luggage belonged to a seated passenger, the crisis ended and we pushed back from the gate. The leg from London to Johannesburg involved the passenger with the mental breakdown. If you missed yesterday's episode, you can go back and catch it. Then the final hop from Johannesburg proved to be interesting once again. We had to be bused from the terminal way out to the Airlink aircraft in Johannesburg. We loaded and were waiting and waiting. We saw all of our luggage get loaded into the bottom of the plane, but we weren't moving. And finally, the captain told us, there's a problem with the aircraft, but maintenance is trying to fix it. And don't worry, it'll only take 5 or 10 minutes. After about 30 minutes, we were told the plane's broke and we need to deplane. Get back on the bus, go to the terminal, and wait a different aircraft. Of course, all of our luggage had to be taken off that plane and put on another. Well, we did, and it finally made it to Harare after 3 eventful flights. All that made me think of James' words in James chapter 1. Count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. Podcast family, there's no way around it. We will all always face trials of various kinds. But here's the great question. What was the last trial you experienced, and how did you get through it with patience? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the midst of our trials and challenges, we come before you grateful for your presence and your guidance through it all. Lord, your word reminds us to consider it pure joy. That seems strange when we face various trials, because Scripture says the testing of our faith produces perseverance. God, grant us strength to embrace the trials that come our way, and strengthen our faith as we endure them. Help us to see beyond the immediate struggle and trust in your greater plan for our life. May these trials not discourage us, but instead serve as opportunities for growth, because we all need that. We're not there yet. Let our faith be unwavering, anchored in your promises and in your unfailing love. God, give us the wisdom to navigate through these challenges with grace and patience, knowing that you are with us every step of the way. Thank you, Lord, for the assurance that in every trial, you're at work, shaping us into the people you called us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1510. In the meantime, it's really never a question of whether or not we will have trials. It's only a question of when they'll come, what they'll be, and most important of all, how will we handle them with Jesus when they get to us? May God be your focus, as you and I encounter trials of various kinds.